Thank you, Madam Chair, for compiling such a detailed document for the review. And also thank the NAM, Cuba, and the Iranian, and our Philippine and U.S. colleagues to provide their suggestions for the modification of the final document. Article 3 is talking about mainly the national implementation measures. And from the suggestions from colleagues, most of them are related to the export control regimes. Of course, export control is one of the most important measures to implement the convention and to achieve the goal and purpose of the convention, especially concerning the transfer and non-provision of the dual-use items. China is always is supporting to establish non-discriminatory export control and international cooperation mechanisms under the convention. Therefore, China support Cubanian and Iran colleagues' wording on the paragraph 9 bis by Cuba and also NAM's proposals and also the Iran proposal on this aspect. Therefore, talking about the U.S. colleagues' amendments, especially about 10B, we do not agree to include the list into the text. China implementing the UN list as 2006-835, but as we know, it's not discussed and negotiated under the convention, and we don't think that we should mention this list here. If we want to have a list of the convention, we need to have a negotiation process and to have to establish a non-provision export control and international cooperation mechanism under the convention. So that's why we think that 10A and B is not that appropriate to reflect here. And the last point is that China reserves the right to make further comments. I thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I will give now the floor to the two last speakers on my list. We will go, I presume, slightly beyond one, but in order to manage still to listen to two delegations, so Belgium and Brazil.